back to an SDMT meeting unless their parents and community at the table. So I think that's been so successful, the umbrella.
Do I hear a motion to accept our parent or revised parent involvement policy?
I'm going to say we accept the revised parent policy.
Second by Ms. Shrew. And all the other folks, we have a comment, public comment, or question?
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, I have to register on the record that, I mean, the agenda was not put out within 24 hours, so this hasn't been properly notified to the public.
That's your opinion, but that's not in fact the case.
Okay, that, okay.
And that's not part of the comment.
Notifying members of the press.
Excuse me, that's not what your comment.
My comment is about this agenda item and both the other agenda items. It pertains to both of those, all three of them, and particularly this one as well. This.
Well, it's on one, so we'll take your question.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, that's fine. Basically, if you're required to notify requesting members of the press within 24 hours, as well as the public, it wasn't posted to the website, OPSB didn't have it, and I didn't receive it until about 2 hours ago. So that's really not enough time if members of the public, as you're saying, you want to be open to the public. If they wanted to show up, they'd have to see it on the website. I mean, so really, legally, you're not allowed to vote on these items unless they've been properly put out to the public within 24 hours.
As you know, this is a matter that's involving your editor and our attorney, so we will not have any comment. You can take it back to your editor, and you can indicate to him he is welcome to get back in contact with Mr. Julian. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you have any other comments?
No,
Mr.
Yes.
Julian can handle this, but we're not going to have any comments, and we're not.
Sure, it's just a matter that has to do with my job, things that I need for my job. It's nothing personal.
Mr. Johnson, we're not going to talk over each other. If you're going to be rude, and if you're going to be disruptive,
I would have not been allowed to speak in 5 minutes.
If you're going to be disruptive, no, sir. If you're going to be disruptive, just as they turned Hester out of the Orleans Parish School Board meetings, that black woman. We can turn the white man out of this meeting if they're disrupted.
I'd like to show on the record I did not receive 5 minutes of speaking time.
And that's not required in the law. Okay.
It is your policy, though.
Do you have any other non-disruptive comments, Mr. Johnson? Thank you. Can we move on to the next action item?
Okay.
We will be reporting this to Mr. Julian, to your editor.
Please. I would like it on the record.
Absolutely. Oh, we have to vote.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Oh, okay. And board members, let me just give you for the record the background here. Mr. Day, the editor at the Lens, has been having discussions with our attorney, outside counsel, Henry Julian, concerning Mr. Johnson's behavior at these meetings. They are in ongoing discussions. Obviously, it's not helping at all, and so we will have to continue with our discussions with Coleman Firm and the Lens and some of this process. Thank you.
All right, we're going to put action item number 2, approval of audit questionnaire. We're going to have our
has a copy of the Newsman and Compliance Questionnaire that's required for the audit and for the board members to review. States, just the school.